There's thousands of career options to choose from, hundreds in your local area. When we were little, we'd say something like, "I want to be a firefighter so I can ride on the big red truck," or "I want to be an astronaut so I can fly in space." We dream so big when we're small, but how many of us actually do what we say when we're adults? Maybe the only reason you chose to stick with a career was for the money, or maybe you were always expected to be something you're not. Don't think that it's too late to go back to school to pursue what you really want to do, whether it's art, music, teaching, medical, anything, as long as it's your passion. This is Edgar's story.
A fun person and I'm really friendly. I'm extremely approachable and I guess people should know that. I wish they knew everything about me. I'm such an amazing person. No, seriously. I don't know. I mean, I've always been into acting. I was always into the lead in all the play productions throughout junior high and high school. I also sing every now and then with a band. We're gonna play a wedding. I thought I wanted to be in the medical field, so I took out my certificate and everything, and I got bored of the day-to-day because it was routine. My brother tried to convince me to work in the ER with him because it's always exciting, but I don't like to see people suffer at all. And when you get in the ER, he always tells me about these crazy stories about people getting shot, people coming in with like broken legs from playing a basketball game. And that I guess was I hope it was worth it. It must have been a hell of a game. I guess I wanted to become a teacher. I want to teach English, high school or middle school. I also have a really big interest in radio. I want to learn radio production, possibly learning how to use a soundboard, that kind of stuff. And it also helps me because I really like to play a lot of music, so I will eventually also learn how to record music and, just make solo tracks, maybe start a podcast. I was working like crazy hours. I was in a I work for a private hospital in nursing care, so I would work night shifts, so it's not like I could just pick up and go whenever I wanted to. It was hard quitting my job to come back to school because, I was so used to having a steady income and everything, but I was working nights, so it wasn't going to really work for me. So, in a way, it was a hard decision to make to quit my regular job and come back to school, but I don't regret it because I'm doing something that makes me happy now.
Edgar always looks at the world from a positive view. He's the type of guy that would take a chance at the first opportunity. He told me if he were an animal, he'd be a lion so everyone can see his amazing mane and he'd be able to walk around like a king, all powerful. But he's back at school. He knows what he wants. He gave up his career for this, and that takes a lot of strength and courage, and I think those characteristics symbolize the lion.
A year ago, my baby nephew was born. It's truly amazing how you go through that process with them. We were at the hospital, and I remember that my brother was with his wife in the room when they were giving birth, and we were there until 4 in the morning. And my brother called us, and he told us that it was a boy, and because they wanted to keep it a surprise. They didn't want to know what the sex was. Told us that it was a boy, and in the background we heard the baby crying, and like my eyes filled up with tears because I'm like, wow, it's my nephew, but it's just amazing, how you see that a child is learning, they look at stuff and they observe it, like he likes to dance Gangnam style. Like, we put that song on and he just starts doing the dance, and it's pretty funny. So I always like to think that, you know, I always have a positive attitude. My favorite quote is from Nacho Libre, where he says, "Tonight I will fight the 7 strongest men in the village, maybe in the whole world. And I will win because the Lord is with me. And he and I will win 10,000 pesos. And we will buy a big bus for all the orphans to take them to parks and places like that. I'm serious." I'm not going to go base jumping or anything like that, you know. There's this ride at Magic Mountain called Lex Luthor or something like that, where they literally just take you all the way up and they drop you. I'm not going to do that, you know. I've always enjoyed, like, ever since I was a kid, I would skateboard, you know. Thank God I didn't break anything. I love snowboarding. It's always been, I don't know, I it's like, I refuse to grow up. I was never one to stay in the house and just have nothing to do. You know, you have to get out there and you have to live life. I'm a full-time student right now. Yeah, 12 units. Kind of sucks because it's a lot, especially towards the end of the semester. But, you know, trying to get things done as soon as possible. I did go to school to be in the medical field. I took a program that was being provided at Valley College. And that was like around a year and a half. And no, actually more like 14 months. So, yeah. And then I got my certificate and then I started working. And then I didn't like it. So now I'm here again.
Americans are lucky enough to work in this economy, but a lot of them are unhappy with their jobs. In 2010, the Conference Board Research Group did a survey. It turned out that only 45% of Americans in the U.S. are satisfied with their job. So if you don't like your job, why not just go back to school? There's nothing wrong with it. You can only go positive from right there. But if it's for your education and your career that you want to do, do it. Just like Edgar.
I find myself being more centered and focused. You know, back then, you know, being an 18-year-old kid in college is like, you know, you try to make friends or whatever. You're not really very centered in what you want to do, but you get it done. But now it's different because you've had a career and you found that you want to do something else. So now you're trying to... Well, I personally am trying to finish my classes, my courses as fast as possible and, you know, get my career started again. It kind of sucks, too, because you see all these young people everywhere and it makes you feel kind of old, even though I'm still in my 20s, you know, I'm not that old. But, you know, it's kind of tough, but it's good in a way because, you know, I'm going for what I want to do. And why would anybody want to work in something that they're not happy in, right? You know, once you get older, you know, death starts coming into your family, you know. I lost an uncle from alcoholism, too. He stopped drinking, but it was too late, you know. And, like, last week, my best friend, well, my childhood best friend, we kind of drifted apart, but he was my best friend when I was a child, like, up until our, like, 15 or 16, he also died of an overdose. Life's too short to always be second-guessing yourself. You know, you have to have confidence in what you do. You exuberate that confidence and people believe in you. And if you don't like your job, then... You really shouldn't be doing it, you know? That's how you get bad nurses or bad doctors or bad therapists, because they don't like their job and they're just doing it for the money, you know? And you really shouldn't be in a position in which you don't really want to be in because it just creates stress. So I decided to come back to school, you know? And that's why I'm here.